This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The signs are multiplying, aren't they? The tremors growing stronger. We watch as the prophets commanded for the unfolding of the day of Yahuwah, and the patterns are becoming undeniable. It's not a question of if, but when the scales will fall from the eyes of a slumbering world. And what we see today, woven together, is the unraveling of Edom, the stirring of scattered Israel, and the increasing urgency of the watch. Consider the conflict in Ukraine. The headlines scream of counteroffensives and escalating war, but discerning eyes see something far more sinister. Reports confirming Israeli-backed attacks deep within Russian territory, targeting oil facilities, military infrastructure. This isn't localized skirmishing. This is provocation, calculated to destabilize, to draw more nations into the vortex. The modern state of Israel, benefiting from the chaos, solidifying its position. It echoes the ancient prophecy of Genesis 16:12, a wild donkey in the wilderness, untamed, seeking dominion. A nation that refuses to be contained, even as judgment draws near. And the reciprocal strikes, merely fueling the fire, deepening the suffering, entrenching the darkness. Yahuwah's covenant people, scattered Israel, must not be deceived by the narrative spun by the Edomite media. This isn't a battle of good versus evil. It's a clash of nations vying for control, all operating outside the boundaries of righteousness. And now from Tehran, a sea of grief, the passing of Iran's supreme leader, tens of thousands mourning a man who held dominion over a nation steeped in ancient conflict. But look beyond the spectacle. This isn't genuine sorrow. It's a carefully constructed display of allegiance to a crumbling regime, a testament to Edom's enduring influence. We are not called to mourn with those who serve the forces of darkness. This is a manifestation of the judgment Yahuwah has long foretold upon the nations that have oppressed his covenant people. The modern state of Israel, a counterfeit erected upon stolen land, is a direct product of the same power structures now visibly shaken. The mourning in Tehran, a lament for a lost protector, a fading bastion of resistance against the true king. For generations, Israel has borne the brunt of Edom's schemes, scattered and exiled. Now Yahuwah is exposing their lies, dismantling their strongholds. But the exposure doesn't stop at geopolitical maneuvering. It's manifesting in the internal contradictions of the system itself. The so-called state of Israel continues to reveal its true character, one of systemic segregation. The anomaly of being the sole nation on earth refusing to define its own nationality isn't an oversight. It's a calculated strategy. To define national identity would dismantle the layers of separation upon which the Israeli regime is built. It allows the privileging of one group, claiming a fabricated lineage, while systematically disenfranchising others, the remnant of Israel, the indigenous peoples of the land. This isn't simply about marriage laws, as some suggest. It's about the very foundation of a state predicated on exclusion. The marriage laws, a symptom of a deeper disease, a tool to control lineage, maintain a perceived racial purity, and ensure the continued displacement of the rightful heirs to the covenant. And the displacement continues. Shechem. Reports confirm settlers under the protection of the IDF taking control of a home under construction. Mohammed Salimeh, a man of Israel, building a dwelling for his son and bride, upon land rightfully belonging to the tribes. This isn't an isolated incident. It's a calculated escalation, a pattern of encroachment designed to displace families, claim more of the inheritance promised to Israel. If they succeed in taking one, Salimeh warns, then the rest will follow. The language of a people facing systematic erasure. The IDF's hollow response dispersing a gathering while ignoring the settler occupation is complicity. This is a direct fulfillment of prophecy, a sign of the judgment falling upon Edom and those who usurp the birthright of Israel. Deuteronomy 28 speaks plainly of dispossession and exile as a consequence of covenant breaking. Finally, the Houthis declaring readiness for conflict as the siege of Iran intensifies. The prevention of an Iranian aircraft landing, orchestrated by Saudi Arabia under the direction of its Edomite masters, is a clear escalation. The Houthis rightly identify this as part of a broader Saudi American siege, a coalition of wickedness intent on isolating and subjugating nations that refuse to bow to Western power. This isn't merely political or economic. It's a spiritual assault, a manifestation of the ancient enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of Abraham. The prisoner exchange, a tactical maneuver. Edom seeks to maintain control, dictate terms, suppress any force that challenges its dominion. The Houthis, despite their imperfections, represent a resistance to this tyranny. These threads woven together paint a clear picture. The judgment upon Edom is accelerating. The awakening of scattered Israel is gaining momentum. The preconditions of the day of Yahuwah are falling into place. The watchman sees it, and we must be ready. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.